Hello and welcome to SciComm Bites, short reflections on science communication that you can put into practice right away. I'm Suzanne Whitby, the founder of SciComm Success, and today I'm thinking about the need for futures thinking when it comes to sharing science and research. This stems from my background as a futures researcher and as a foresight consultant, which is work that I do in addition to science communication training and science communication. So in my workshops, I see how focused scientists and researchers are on the present. We're focused on publishing, on getting results out, on the immediate deadlines. That's natural, but it can create a kind of blindness to how quickly the world is changing. This matters for science communication. Communicating science and research is not only about making your work clear today, it's also about showing why it could matter in different possible futures. Because here's the thing, the future doesn't exist. It's a figment of our imagination. We simply imagine possible futures. We speculate, often assuming that the world will continue to look more or less the same with minor differences. In reality, however, there are many possible and plausible futures that could emerge. These depend on how humans behave, whether governments bring in new regulations and whether they enforce them, on geopolitical developments, and so on. That is what futures literacy within science and science communication is all about. It's not about prediction, but preparation. It's about the ability to imagine different plausible futures and to explore what impact or relevance your research has in these different futures. This allows you to think about how your message might need to be shaped and framed so that it is meaningful across a range of situations that may arise in the future. Here's a quick thought experiment for you. Thinking about your research, how might your work matter in different future worlds where AI develops and is regulated in different ways? We're not trying to predict what AI might do, but rather to think about how resilient your research is in times of uncertainty and rapid change, and how you might communicate that effectively to different audiences. So far, so sci-fi, right? Well, you could just dismiss what I've said, but I believe that having the ability to think across possible futures is a critical skill for you as a researcher or scientist, and it's just as critical if you need or want to talk about your research. And let's be honest, all scientists and researchers should be talking about their research. So how can you start building this capacity for futures thinking? How can you build competence in futures literacy? First, start small. When you frame your research, ask not only why it matters now, but also why it might matter in 5 or 10 years from now. Think about the different routes that humanity might take moving forward. Will we continue to grow beyond planetary limits? Will we respond to climate change in time? Will fascism dominate the global north? Will generative AI herald in a time of prosperity or poverty? If these questions are too big, make the questions more focused around your discipline. For example, if you're in the life sciences, you might ask, will antibiotic resistance lead to new public health regimes? If you're an oceanographer, will ocean health regulations reshape marine research priorities? Use what you read and hear to paint a picture of different possibilities. Doing this makes you more agile in your communication, and it allows you to advocate for your research and its value from multiple angles with funders, policymakers, and collaborators. Professionally, this skill can help you position your career as well in a shifting landscape. The bottom line for today, good science communication helps people make sense of your research in the here and now. Great science communication helps people make sense of your research now and in the future. And that, dear listener, is your tip, insight, reflection for today. Thanks, as always, for listening to SciComm Bites. If you'd like to explore more or bring science communication training to your team or explore building the capacity for futures literacy, either individually or within your group, get in touch for a chat. You'll find me at SciCommSuccess.com. On that note, I wish you a good day, a great week, and I can't wait to see you in the future for the next installment of this tiny podcast. Bye for now.